Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Philippians 2 and 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth." Hallelujah. "And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Somebody lift up your hands and glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If he's been a blessing to you, lift up your hands and glorify him. If he's had you in his hands, lift up your hands and glorify him. If he's written, oh, come on now. If you love him, just lift up your hands and glorify him today. Would you stretch your hands towards me today and pray for me as I attempt to bring this word? Hallelujah. My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I approach your throne of grace today, dear God, seeking your divine will and your unction, dear God. Use me as your vessel. Use me, dear God, to be the man that would bring forth the word that you have given in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, that I would be your vessel today. Anoint me to bring forth the word today, dear God, in a way that would uplift and glorify the name of Jesus in all those in all the media outlets, dear God, that we're being broadcast on by TV, internet, radio, hallelujah, all the podcasts, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We ask your touch, dear God, that your name is glorified through all these things. Hallelujah. And Father, let your will be performed in each of us today. And let us, dear God, follow your will. Bless us, dear Lord, as we receive this word, that as it comes in, dear God, let it be as a means of strength. Let it be, dear God, a means of growth. Let us glean from it, and let our souls and spirits be nourished by this word. in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Oh, I just feel like we need to worship him one more time. There is a very powerful and reverent spirit here today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to preach the way that I planned this message to be preached. Tuesday night, during our prayer meeting, oh, dear God, was not the Holy Ghost present during that prayer meeting? He fell in this place and moved upon each of us. He fell in this place and touched us. He fell in this place and reached outside. He was blessing folks at their homes. He was pouring out his spirit here. And after service, I started receiving testimonies from different places how God was moving there. Hallelujah. Ain't it great to know that we are able to go? The Spirit of God transcends outside the building, outside the four walls, and he is able to go to where people are that need it. Glory to God, glory to God. As I begin to hear testimonies coming in, after service, I was getting testimonies. As I began to hear those testimonies coming in, the Lord said to me, he spoke this phrase just as clear as you're hearing me right now. He said, power in the name. Felt that when I said it. Power in the name. That at the name of Jesus, I'm going to go back and read that scripture again. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things of heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That every knee shall bow. Every knee. Come on, somebody. Not just, now I want you to think about it. He said of things of earth. That's talking about us. And it ain't just talking about us because we ain't the only things on the earth with a knee. I want you to think about this. There used to be a children's program that came on during Christmas time several years ago. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, even the animals knelt down. It was just a TV show. It was just a Christmas special, but I liked it. That even the animals knelt down to him. Things in the earth. Oh, wait a minute. There are certain trees that people say these trees bow down to worship God. Is it the weeping willow? The weeping willow that people say that the trees even bow down to worship the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about that name. Think about the fact that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now, I want you to think about this too. When the turmoil and the troubles of the world are coming at you, there's power in his name. You can invoke the name of Jesus. You can invoke the name of Jesus. And the demons have to flee. Glory to God that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in the earth, that's us, and things in the heavens. Oh, wait a minute now. Do you mean that the heavens shall declare the glory of God? The Bible says it shall. Things in the heavens. Oh, there's all the stars will fall. All the stars will fall. Everything in the heavens will declare the glory of God when he parts that eastern sky. Everything will declare the glory of God. Of things in earth, of things in the heavens. And think about it now, things under the earth. Now the first place most people's minds go when you start talking about God in the Bible and under the earth, you start thinking about hell. Come on now. How many of you ever seen the movie The Omega Code? At the end of that movie, the devil, the demon that comes out, he's taken over the control of the whole world. He's taken over control of all the military and all the governments and all the people. He's taken over control. And at the end, there's just a few Christians left. And they're sitting there and they're fighting and they're praying and they're seeking God. And when they break through to the Lord, suddenly the Lord's image appears in the clouds. And a light from heaven shines down upon that devil as he's standing there. He's wreaking havoc in the planet. And all of a sudden, that devil starts screaming. And I got video of it. I was going to show it, but I decided not to. But he started screaming and falling. And he knelt to his knees and he cried out and screamed in agony. And he says, Nazarene! Nazarene! Because whenever the devil starts coming against us, we start thinking how awful, how powerful, how terrible he might be. But when we start thinking about who it is that we serve, when we start thinking about who it is that he has that awesome name, the name of Jesus, in his name there is power. We start talking about it, start thinking about the fact that we serve the living God, the King of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Even the devil himself will bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. That same devil that comes against you, hallelujah, that same devil that comes against you is under authority. He's under authority, and when you invoke the name of Jesus, he has no choice but to be obedient. That's why I keep saying to you, the devil ain't as powerful as people make him out to be. Because when you are a child of faith, when you are a believer in the Son of the living God, when you belong to Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, all you have to do, when the devil, if the devil himself appeared in this sanctuary today, each and every one of us would have authority and power over him and could command him at the name of Jesus, and he would have no other alternative but to be obedient, because every knee shall bow of things in earth and things in heaven and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The devil wants us to think that he is a God. He actually tried. He got so proud of himself. God had made him so beautiful and so powerful that he started thinking, I'm better than God. I will exalt my throne above the Most High. God said, wait a minute, don't think so. And then the Lord kicked him out of heaven and kicked out a third of the angels. The angels that were following him, he kicked them out of heaven too. Now everybody always thinks, well, the demons, they're powerful things. They could come at us. I ain't seen one yet that didn't have to bow to the name of Jesus. I've had them. Now listen, folks. This sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God. I ain't bragging on me. But I've been in the ministry almost 39 years, and I've been to a lot of churches, and every time I go to a new church, the demon-possessed start showing up, and they start coming at me. I make this analogy sometimes. It's almost like when I get there, they say, the new sheriff's in town. We're going to go try him out. And if I was acting under my authority as sheriff, they would whoop my hide. But I'm not acting in my authority, because I invoke the name of Jesus every time. And every single time one of them shows up, I cast them out of the person they were inhabiting. Every single time. Now, there was one time I had to enlist the group of people who had been fasting to help me get rid of one, because the Lord said, these come by only prayer and fasting. And I had not been fasting. And I had to enlist the prayers of those who had been, and we got rid of him. Praise God. But I ain't seen one yet that could stand up to the power in the name of Jesus. I ain't seen one yet. Think about this now. Every tongue shall confess. Well, we don't believe that the animals are going to be confessing that, because the animals just can't talk. Balaam's donkey had a lot to say. Come on now. Because God anointed him. And if you think for a minute that God's not going to anoint every living creature when his son returns, he's not going to anoint them to be able to say, or to even push them to say, that Jesus Christ is Lord, you put God in a box. My God is not, there ain't no box that'll hold him. You put God in the box when you say God can't do something. That's a lot of people say, well, you can't get cremated, because if you get cremated, you can't go to heaven. Why not? Because you're ashes. We started as dust. Come on now. Are you saying my God can't put the ashes back together and put us in? Come on, somebody. Because in all truth and honesty, you ain't going to be there in the body you got. You ain't going to be, if you, the body that gets buried, you ain't going to be there in that body, because my Bible tells me that we're going to receive a glorified body. We start thinking there's something God can't do, we're going to start failing. We start thinking there's something God can't do, we're going to start falling away. I've said it 1,000 times if I've said it once. I have watched miraculous things. I've seen the dead wake up, the blind see, the deaf hear, cancers dissolve, crippled children get out of wheelchairs and dance across a stage. I have seen, and not just me with my eyes in person, but lately it's being streamed across the net. I have seen no less than 3 children, infants and toddlers, being raised from the dead in a prayer meeting. They were obviously dead. You could look at them and see it, and somebody lay hands on them and pray for them, and they come to and come alive. I've seen limbs that were short grow. Watched it happen. I have seen the miraculous. I have seen whenever we invoke the name of Jesus, even the things that the devil has brought against us that's in the physical, in the natural, even those things, things in the earth, things under the earth, and things in the heavens, they have to obey at the name of Jesus. They have to kneel and bow before his presence. They have to kneel and bow before his authority. There is no power in hell. I got to tell you, saying that gets on my nerves because there ain't no power in hell anyway. The devil is not in hell right now. He's not there ruling. He's not there. Ain't been there. The demons are not in hell right now. Hell is not a place where they're going to go rule. That concept came from a book by Milton, Paradise Lost. When the devil said it's better to rule in hell than it is to serve in heaven. That's a book of fiction. The devil ain't ruling in hell. Hell is a place that God created to punish Satan, and he ain't sent him there yet. There ain't no power in hell. The devil don't rule there. He's going to get cast there just like anybody else who does not serve God. And he'll be chained there in that bottomless pit. He'll be chained there and be miserable just like anybody else. And you know what he wants? He wants you to think that he's in control. He wants you to think that he's going to rule there because he wants you to go there. You've heard the saying, misery loves company. He don't want you to go to heaven. Because if you go to heaven, you're going to be glorifying God for eternity, and he hates God. He hates God because God cast him out of heaven. He hates God because he thought he was bigger than God, and God showed him. I've said this 100 times. The word devil, it literally means little bitty God. Little bitty God. At the name of Jesus, when you invoke the name of Jesus, you can squash him like a grape. When he comes at your family, he's a little bitty God. And the God you serve, put him in his place. When he comes at your health, he's a little bitty God. And the God you serve is my healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer, the God who is my healer. When he comes at your finances, he's a little bitty God. But the God I serve is Jehovah Jireh, God who is more than enough, God my provider. He is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Praise be unto God. You do not have to fear him. You don't have to fear the devil. You don't have to fear it when he comes against your health, when he comes against your family, when he comes against your children, when he comes against your job, when he comes against your spouse, your marriage, when he comes against the live stream. Because he shut the live stream down 2 minutes after we started it this morning. And I just said, Lord, help me out. Help me fix it. And it was fixed like that. Think about this now. When we first started live streaming with a single camera, we were reaching 650 people a service just on Facebook. And Facebook got mad at the things I was saying. They literally told me they didn't like what I was saying. And they started shutting me down. It got to the point that they were only allowing 15 or 16 people to see my live stream. But now, we're on 20 media outlets. telling you Jesus Christ is Lord. At the name of Jesus, there is power. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he, Jesus Christ, is Lord. Yes. To the glory of God the Father. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, I will never, ever complain that my people call me. You know why? Because I love it when you call me. I will never, ever complain that you call me when you're in turmoil and trouble. I don't love it when you call me when you're in trouble because you're in trouble and I don't like it. But I love it that when you are, you call me because you know the God that I serve, but with God the Father operating through me. And he operates through me not because of how I earned it, because I did not. He operates through me because he decided to. And I got no idea what his agenda was when he decided to. I got no idea what his criteria was when he was looking to. I got no idea what I did to deserve him using me that way. But I thank God that he does. And I thank God that you call me because I love being there for you. It lets me know that you trust me. It lets me know that you love me. And I hope in no small fashion that it lets you know that I love you too. Look at there. I said, I love you without you having to buckle up. But that love that's in me, you know where it came from? He gave it to me. Because if he didn't give it to me, some of y'all wouldn't have it. Them folks that I end up, the folks I do the most for will stab me right in the back. They will throw me under the bus. They'll talk about how much they love me here, and just as soon as they get home, they have me for lunch. Don't think I don't know what happens. I do. Do I care? No. I don't. Because if I do my job well enough, we're going to spend eternity in heaven where you'll never do that again. If I do my job well enough, I'm going to lead you to the Lord. And the Lord's going to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he's going to save you because I can't. Had this young boy one time, his daddy was a state youth director, and he called us to go do a youth crusade, and we went there, and he asked his little boy, he said, do you remember who Brother Bobo is? He said, yeah, Daddy, I remember him. Brother Bobo saved me. I said, no, son. I led you to Jesus, and Jesus saved you. He said, okay. But his daddy never let me stop hearing that. He always told me, yeah, Brother Bobo saved him. I love hearing that. Because you know what that means? That means on that day when I cross over into glory, I'm going to see that little fella's face. You know, there's going to come a day when I cross over into glory and I'm going to see 15,000 people that came to Jesus because of the anointing that God put on me to preach to them. There's 15,000 of them. I can't wait. I'm going to spend all of about 15 seconds with them. And then I'm going to go find Jesus. And I'm going to stay with him the rest of the time. There are people in this house today. Lord, have mercy. Dear God. Oh. Some I knew about already, but there are people who came in this house today that there's a weight of turmoil and trial and tribulation sitting upon you so heavy. You know what's so difficult about my job is that I can look out there and I can just about look at a face and tell what's going on and what you need from God. And sometimes I just can't convince you to move. So you know what you do in a time like that? Because I know there's people here today that need God. And you need something. You came in needing something from him. You know what I do in a case like that? I have everybody come. Could everybody please come? Everybody come and stand around this altar this morning.
friends, we always like to end our service, each service, with this sinner's prayer. And if you would repeat after me, we use the right hand and use each finger on the right hand to signify and to pray with each of these parts of this prayer. If you repeat after me, dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and you were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me a Christian. In Jesus' name.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.